Let us go to Philippians, the second chapter, and verse 14 for our thoughts for the day. Do all things without murmurings and disputings, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. Holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. Apostle Paul tells us here to do all things without murmuring. And that means without a grudge, without ill will, without debating, without complaining. And actually the word murmur comes from a word which expresses a rustling noise, a low, continued, repeated noise, as the continual noise of a stream running in a very stony channel. A low, confused, indistinct sound. That's what the word murmuring means. It means a complaint half suppressed or uttered in a grumbling, muttering tone. A grumble. For example, when the stream of the water is meeting many obstacles along the way, it'll give this low, rumbling noise, which reminds you oftentimes of people mumbling, you know, under their breath, always displeased, nothing ever pleasing them. It means to be discontent or dissatisfied, to find fault. And so when we look at the life of the children of Israel, we find them very human, and we can certainly see our own selves through their experiences, and we find three main things that the children of Israel murmured about. They murmured about some other things, but there were three main ones, and that was their thirst and their hunger and their warfare. And so they murmured when there was no water. In Exodus, the 15th chapter, in verse 23, and when they came to Marah, they could not drink of the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore, the name of it was called Marah. And the people murmured against Moses, saying, "What shall we drink?" And he cried unto the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree, which when he had cast into the waters were made sweet. There he made for them a statute and an ordinance, and there he proved them. Beloved, we see here that they murmured before they ever inquired of the Lord. They murmured before they prayed. And it's so foolish to murmur either before you pray or after you pray. Because if you have carried your request to the Lord, He will understand. And so God puts us all in thirsty situations. The word thirst denotes the sensations arising from the want of fluid nutriments. It describes the desire, the uneasiness, the suffering arising from want of drink. It expresses desire for fresh supply of liquid, a want, an eager longing, a desire after anything. And so thirst also equals drought, equals dry ground by want of a liquid nourishment. And so, beloved, we not only experience natural thirst as we go through this life occasionally, if we are in the right a situation. I've been in places where in my life where there was a drought and there was not much water, and you just feel that your entire being is reaching and longing in utter desperation. I've been thirsty physically. I've been thirsty in my soul. I've been in places where I just longed for someone to come and speak a kind, encouraging word. My soul was so dry. My soul was so hungry. My soul was so thirsty. But beloved, we should not complain when these are our experiences. We should go and cry unto the Lord, because He has rivers of living water out of His Spirit and out of His Word that will certainly quench the thirst of our souls for attention, for comfort, for consolation, for someone to love, for someone to care. Yes, His Word is full of rivers of consolation, rivers of comfort, rivers of love, and rivers of concern for us. And you can have your dry, thirsty soul satisfied. So let us not be like the children of Israel on this occasion. Let us pray first. And God showed Moses a tree, which was a picture of the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when the cross was cast in, as it were, when the tree was cast in, the bitterness was removed from the bitter waters. And likewise, beloved, a lot of times God brings us to waters of strife in this life, waters in different situations that seem impossible to drink because they are too bitter. But if we cast in the cross of Jesus Christ with his surrender, with his meekness, with his humility, with his obedience, we will find the sweetness of his humility and surrender changing many unbearable bitter waters in our life. And so they murmured. And even though God did a marvelous miracle on this occasion, the next time they were thirsty, we find they had not learned, they had not profited, though God did a miracle for them. And likewise, we too, so often God can do miracle after miracle. Then when God puts us in a similar situation, we find ourselves behaving exactly the same way because we did not learn our spiritual lesson the first time around. In Exodus 17th chapter in verse 2, "Wherefore the people did chide with Moses and said, Give us water that we may drink. And Moses said unto them, Why chide ye with me? Wherefore do you tempt the Lord? And the people thirsted there for water, and the people murmured against Moses and said, Wherefore is this that thou hast brought us up out of Egypt to kill us and our children and our cattle with thirst?" And so, beloved, we find their murmuring and their complaining sounds like us. We're ready to think the worst of the other person. We're ready to think the worst of God, even though maybe your loved ones, your friends, your pastor has stuck with you faithfully and loyally. Yet you're willing to think the worst when suffering comes your way again. When you find yourself thirsty again for attention, thirsty for comfort, thirsty for consolation, then we say the same thing again. No one loves me. No one cares about me. And so, beloved, we lie to ourselves all the time because God does love us. God does care about us. What greater love, Jesus said, can a man have than to lay down his life for his friends? And he said to his disciples, "Ye are my friends." And so, beloved, love does lay down its life. So you're not alone. Look unto the Lord and let him quench the thirst of your spirit. If you want to know God in a greater way, let him quench the thirst of your spirit with his living waters out of his word and out of his spirit. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for the waters of life from your spirit and from your word that's able to quench every thirsty longing, every thirsty desire in our hearts and our lives. Meet our needs. Meet the needs of those listening in today. Let them have a new downpour of showers of blessing from thy spirit and from thy word, because we pray in Jesus' lovely sweet name. Amen.